Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the show this week. This is Retirement Income Solutions. I'm your host this week, Mark Killian, alongside the great team from Security First Asset Management, always joining me here on the show, or here us on the show, I should say, since I'm not always here, is Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. The guys are always here, though, and they're right here in Middle Georgia for you. They've got an office in Dublin and Macon. If you'd like to give them a call, go ahead. Anytime during the show, you don't have to wait for the show to be over. Dial 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You can stop by their website, CompleteThePlan.com. Again, that's CompleteThePlan.com. You can catch them over on Facebook as well by searching Retirement Income Solutions. And, of course, the guys are Retirement Income Certified Professionals as well as National Social Security Advisors and all-around good guys. Welcome into the show, fellas. How are you?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Good. Good
I'm
this
doing
morning.
Good. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thanks for being on the show with me this week.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys had a good week, I hope.
Oh, absolutely.
So far, so good.
There you go. Any day above ground is a good day, right? Isn't that what they say?
That's right. Beats the alternative.
It's summertime.
This is true. And it's been hot already. So we'll see how that's going to shake out for that, for a possibly a really hot summer. I think it's going to be anyway.
Well, I'll stay in the shade or indoors. So I will live. You know.
There you go. Well, let's kick the show off this week, guys, with an email question. We've got one here from Beth in Macon, and Beth writes in. She says, "I just paid my last tuition payment, so my kids are officially off my payroll. How much life insurance do I need at this point?"
First of all, Beth, thanks for the question. I hope you're right about that, them being officially off the payroll. it's difficult now when kids graduate from college to go out and find jobs, from what I understand. But the question about life insurance, really, it doesn't just revolve around your children's ages. You know, you want to think about, I don't know if you're married or not, Beth, but if your spouse, if he needed to have more money, if something happened to you, if you have a pension or something of that nature, that could be a purpose for life insurance. Just dropping the life insurance or reducing it isn't an automatic thing when your kid's tuition is paid, but certainly something to look at, because it is an expense. If you're still paying for life insurance, if it's an expense in your budget that you don't need, you have to have a purpose for it. We get these questions often about life insurance, and it always comes back to that one thing: why do you have it? And why did you buy it in the first place? And if the purpose has changed, it's something you need to reevaluate, and it might be something you could use elsewhere in your financial plan or the money that you're paying towards the premium. So, Beth, congratulations, the kids are off the payroll, but let's take a closer look if you should drop the life insurance or how much you need at this point.
All right, great question, Beth. Thanks so much. And as Daniel said, hopefully that is the case. They stay off the payroll for you. We all want to help our kids, that's for sure, but sometimes you never know, right? They're kind of always to some degree on the payroll. But anyway, give the guys a call, 800-987-1443, Miss Beth, or anybody else out there in the area. Especially if you're a federal employee, the guys can certainly help you there with a complimentary federal employee benefit analysis. So make sure that you reach out, no matter who you are, give them a call, 800-987-1443. And Mr. Bill, how about you hit us with a fact this week? What have you got?
All right. In 2016, Americans spent an eye-watering $1.9 trillion just to comply with federal regulations.
Wow.
If the regulations were a country, they would be the world's seventh largest economy. Wow. Our regulatory tab is nearly as large as the total pre-tax profits of all of America's corporations.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
That's kind of mind-boggling, isn't it?
Is that why they're talking about draining the swamp?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They need a mighty big sump pump.
Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
My gosh. $1.9 trillion. Can you even imagine that? What is that? 20% of the
Pretty close, yeah. Pretty close. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. And just and that's just an annual. Oh, that's annually as well. Just following regulations. Wow.
In 2016. That's how much.
In 2016.
Just following regulations. Crazy.
Yeah. The question really becomes, you know, who really pays for that? Is it the corporations, or do they pass that down to the individuals?
Well, the consumers are paying for it.
Right. I was going to say, I think we're paying for it. That's for sure. Every time we go out and get something at the store or gas or are paying our taxes.
What are the politicians doing? Would they just kind of sit back and enjoy that? Hey, my gosh. Hey, let's have a celebration. We just caused $1.9 trillion in costs to the people that we represent here in Congress. Yeah.
Well, it's like those old sayings, right? They really spend $40,000 on a toilet seat, right? Or $20,000 on a hammer.
Somebody's paying for something.
They do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's
crazy stuff.
Well, that's our fact of the week, and it's a staggering one, folks. So make sure that you know, we're doing all that we can to make sure that we're optimizing our taxes and, you know, paying our fair share, of course, but, you know, try not to pay more than our fair share, right?
If we didn't have to pay extra for things because of that, we may have more money to invest.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to do that, give the team a call, 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443, to talk with Bill and Daniel at Security First Asset Management. And with that, since Bill, you just talked about having more to invest, let's dive into that a little bit. There's a lot more to retirement planning than just picking investments, right? It's got to be all sorts of facets in there. So is your advisor helping you navigate all these areas? Let's find out. How about Social Security? Are they helping you there?
Well, let's hope that they are. Most of the time when I meet with folks, they have done a lot of the things like save money, and they've invested, and they've dollar cost averaged in, and everything really centers around investments and asset allocation. But what we do as retirement income certified professionals and national Social Security advisors is help people with some things that they generally don't think about, like when to turn on Social Security. When to start it is a really important thing. Most people, 70% of people, turn it on at age 62. That might not be the right choice for everyone. There's different strategies you can utilize, and you have to think beyond just your own Social Security benefit. If you're married, you want to think about what's the survivor benefit for your spouse if something happens to you and you're the higher income earner. Maximizing the higher income earner's Social Security can be very important because you only get to keep one Social Security benefit whenever the first spouse passes away. You can also use it to help reduce your taxes on your when you have to start taking required minimum distributions out of your 401k or IRA at age 70 and a half. Sometimes it's important to go ahead and just start taking some out of the IRA and deferring the Social Security. That way you get a bigger Social Security payment, and that, by the way, that's guaranteed to grow just over 6% a year up to your full retirement age. So that's a strategy that we utilize sometimes, and it also helps reduce the taxes that you pay when you take out your required minimum distributions. So that's just give you a little bit of an idea of the things that are out there that you could be looking at that most advisors don't talk about.
Yeah, and there's a crazy number of options out there too, right, Daniel, with Social Security. So you want to make sure that you're really working with someone who can help you, because there's a laundry list of things that you could do on there or possibly even do wrong, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such an important choice when to turn that on. It's irrevocable. You can't go back and redo it. And it represents, for most people, the majority of their income in retirement is coming from Social Security.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, talking about more than just investments here with the guys, Bill, what about pensions? Daniel touched on Social Security, but there's more we could do there?
Well, yeah, there is. A lot of plans will offer a lump sum payout option, and that's something that certainly needs to be studied before you ever decide to do it, because you're giving up a lifetime income stream, and what we need in retirement is guaranteed sources of income. One of the things we see people that more often than not make mistakes on is the pension offers a survivor's benefit or a single payout, and we need to be concerned about the income needs of our spouse as well. So we need to talk about the options. It's never wrong to say, all right, if we were to do this ourselves, doing a lump sum, can we control it better, manage it better? Can we make it last longer? Can we grow it more? Because a lot of private pensions don't have cost of living increases. The federal benefits do. And sometimes when you do take a lump sum pension, you may give up your rights to your health insurance, or sometimes in some plans, if you don't take a spousal benefit, you give up their right to health insurance. My dad made that mistake when not taking spousal benefits. and on his pension, he didn't realize it, that when he passed away, my mother wasn't entitled to his health insurance. So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So those are things we need to discuss, and with everybody that has a pension, is understanding their options and make sure that we make those options part of a comprehensive retirement income plan.
Well, you're listening to Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. And if you'd like to talk to them, it's 800-987-1443 is your number to call. We're talking about more than just investments, more than just picking some investment stocks and so on and so forth. We've talked a little bit about Social Security, pensions. What about rental property, guys? More and more folks, I think is rental property is maybe a way to go as an investment tool. What are some things to think about there?
Well, owning real estate for cash flow purposes is certainly a good way to diversify your income streams in retirement. I guess the question really becomes, how much of an expertise do you have in it? Is it something you want to stay heavily involved in? Hiring a third-party management company can be very expensive. So really, how much work do you want to do is an important question, you know. And not just for you, for your wife or husband as well. Like, how much do they want to be involved in it down the road? What are the tax implications of selling it? What are the tax benefits of continuing to own it? Do you get to take depreciation? You write off repair costs? Is there a mortgage on the rental property? Managing debt as you get close to retirement is very important. But the main reason people like the rental properties is for the income streams. So if you're going to sell it, you're going to have to find ways to replace the income in retirement and do that tax efficiently, if at all possible. So rental properties can be a great source of income in retirement. You just want to think it through and ask yourself some of those questions.
Yeah, you don't want to just watch a season of Flip or Flop and think that it makes you a pro at diving into rental properties. And, of course, it's not liquid either, right? So, decide you have to offload it, you've got to be wary of the market and make sure that you're going to have time to sit on that if that's the case. Well, speaking of property, what about home-related issues, our own home, our personal address? How can that be something to consider?
Some folks want to relocate. That's always something. They may be not close to their children and grandchildren want to relocate, so they're going to have to put a home up for market. But then again, they're going to have to replace that home in that new location. They need to understand the costs associated with that. So that's something we talk about. If you're planning on relocating, let's talk about the consequences of that. And not only the home and being close to family, but are you going to have the right kind of medical care there as well? Downsizing could happen too. You might need to downsize. Like our home has got multi-levels. It may get to the point at some point in time when we can't walk up and down the stairs, and we're going to have to think about that. And we're probably not alone in that case. And there's also things we can use. In most cases, our homes are, a lot of people, that's the largest asset they have. Can we utilize that equity in there? Do we need to use equity lines to fund our lifestyle or reverse mortgages or something like that? So we're looking for income and retirement. And so we need to consider everything that can affect that income, positively and negatively.
Well, we're having a great conversation today here on Retirement Income Solutions about more than just investments, things to think about outside of just picking stocks in the stock market, if you will. 800-987-1443 is the number to call to speak with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management right here in Middle Georgia. And Daniel, what about health questions? Now, this is obviously something that stays at the forefront for most people. The costs continue to go up ridiculously amount, the amounts are crazy, but there's a lot of things to consider in there.
There's a lot of things to consider, and it's something that's, other than inflation, it's probably the second most overlooked component and risk to a retirement income plan. In fact, healthcare costs are going up twice the rate of inflation, the reported inflation number. Long-term care costs are going up even more than that each year. So understanding that those risks aren't likely to go away, it's a very important thing. It may mean you need more money than you think you do allocated towards that in retirement. In fact, when you hit age 65, guess what? It doesn't all end when you get on Medicare, and that surprises a lot of people. You want to be smart about how you manage those risks. If you can afford a supplement plan, it's something you certainly want to consider, because you don't have to be underwritten for that if you take that when you first get to age 65. As far as nursing home, assisted living, and home health care, it's a very overlooked thing, and it's a big problem, somewhat of a crisis. 70% of people age 65 and older will go into a nursing home, pay for someone to come to their home, or go into assisted living, 70% of people. But only 5% of people have any type of coverage as far as insurance goes. But 100% of people have a plan, and that might mean that they're going to have to pay for it with their home. They might have to pay for it by selling cars, liquidating their IRA accounts. We have to try to think about how we manage health care risks. It can absolutely destroy your retirement nest egg if you don't plan for it and account for it.
Yeah, folks, just remember that's 1 in 3 will probably need some sort of assisted living or home health care or nursing home care. So 1 in 3, pretty staggering information. So we have to self-fund a lot more nowadays. So you want to make sure that you're working with a team that can help you get on the right path and know that you're going to be set there. And we're talking about more than just investments. And we'll finish off with lifestyle. And Bill, why is lifestyle something important to think about when it's more than just investments?
Well, Mark, I've never had anybody say to me, Bill, I'd like for you to plan for me reducing my lifestyle.
Yeah,
that's never happened. We get very, very accustomed to the type of life that we live. And when we're working, we don't always account for everything we're spending money on. And those things have to be accounted for when the paycheck stops, because more likely you're going to have a reduction of some type from the amounts of money that you're used to receiving. So you're going to have a desires to travel. You're going to have hobbies you want to pursue. That's all part of it. Physical activities, all those things could have a cost component to it. And we just need to help you identify those and understand where the money's going to come from to support the lifestyle that you want. We've been talking about some very serious things today. And if you've listened today and you've heard anything or have any questions about the things that we've discussed this morning, give us a call at 987-1443. You know, we're looking to help folks plan for retirement, not just to have a plan in place, but to have a plan that will allow them the ability to thrive in retirement. That's what it's all about. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, and you'd like to sit down and have a plan in place, and help have somebody at a no cost, no obligation, help you understand where you are, and to help you identify where you want to go and find the sources to fund that lifestyle that you want to have, and then give us a call. If you're the next 10 folks that saved at least $100,000, call us today at 987-1443 for your no obligation, no cost consultation. Thank you.
All right, folks, you heard the man. Go ahead and take some action right now. 800-987-1443 is the number to call. 800-987-1443 to get this planning process started. No cost, no obligation. Just come in, spend some time with Daniel and Bill, and talk about your unique situation. You are listening to Retirement Income Solutions. There's more show right after this. Listen, plan, and thrive.
Want to do what you love in retirement? Then listen to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
You're back here with us on Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, and thrive. Mark Killian here with the team from Security First Asset Management. That is Mr. Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, your local wealth advisors here. 800-987-1443 is your number to call. If you're here in Middle Georgia, they've got an office in Dublin and Macon. 800-987-1443. It's story time, Daniel. So let's get out our Bill and I are going to get out our slippers and a cigar, and we're going to sit back in the chair and let you spin us a yarn, if you will. So for story time, I'd like you to tell us about a time, if you would, when you really had to think hard to come up with a solution for someone because they had a problem that needed solving that just didn't have the old obvious answer.
All right. Well, Mark, you, you've given me quite the visual picture of what the way you guys are going to listen to this. But
yeah, I'm wondering if we're going to go to sleep or not.
You might, you know. Well, you know, there's all the time there's complex situations that have to be worked through. If things were easy, everybody would just tackle it on their own. But really, when it comes down to it, a lot of times we need to reach out for help. And I think of a situation where one of my clients referred her sister to me. And she had been in a terrible boating accident, and unfortunately it wasn't her fault. She was asleep when it happened on the boat,
oh my goodness.
And she was terribly injured. And years of medical bills piled up, and she finally got a settlement, but still had creditors lurking over her. So we had to reach out. This was not a cut and dry solution, because we wanted to make sure she actually got to have the assets that she deserved and live off of them. So we had to consult some attorneys, and we ended up setting up a special needs trust to protect her assets from the creditors. And she now has income coming from that, and is able to maintain her standard of living. But you know, there's some things out there that that can be very complicated when it comes to creditors and to taxes, and how do we protect assets from those types of things. Mm-hmm. And that's when we really have to have a team working with us on our side.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point.
You didn't put me to sleep, and that's a heartwarming story. Yeah, of course, really. I know the details of it, but yeah, that was a very nice case.
Well, really glad that you guys were able to help him. Yeah, that's amazing, yeah. And glad that, she's able to enjoy some in life and everything. And so certainly something you want to make sure. That's a great way to put it, Daniel. That really having a team to come together to help solve sometimes problems that aren't so obvious and aren't so easy to answer. And of course, the team at Security First Asset Management can help you with that. 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. And that leads me to an email question that we got in, actually, for Bill from Jack over in Perry. And Jack writes in, he says, "Hey, Bill, we're retiring in 2 years and plan to sell our home and move to the beach. But home values in our neighborhood are sky high right now, so I'm wondering if I should sell now or rent, for a couple of years. Do you think it's a bad idea to rent it at this stage of my life?"
Hey, Jack, thanks for giving us a call. We always appreciate calls to our show. You know, this is an emotional decision you're dealing with now, because the values are sky high in your neighborhood. Does that mean they're going to go down in the next 2 years? Nobody has a crystal ball to do so. But I think, to answer your question directly, it's not a bad idea for you to rent for a while, if you don't mind the double move you're going to have to capitalize on the value you can get for your home to now. I don't know, and you don't either. No one knows if those values are going to decrease. They could go up with the economy the way it is today. But if you can realize a profit and a gain that you're comfortable with, and more importantly, if you can deal with the double move you're going to have, I don't think there's a problem with you renting for a while. There never is. I think a lot of folks rent when they retire anymore now, because they don't want the burdens of the home and have the flexibility to move whenever they want. So we appreciate your call, but I think understanding how your home and the money you may get from it, the value you get, if you can replace it at the beach, or if you need to use other assets to supplement the home you're going to buy, that's all part of a plan that you should have in place, and not arbitrarily just make a decision without knowing how it fits into your overall financial plan.
All right. Well, great.
But thanks
question.
For calling us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question, Jack. We certainly appreciate it. And congratulations on the upcoming retirement and the move to the beach. And as Bill said, if you'd like to really kind of get that whole thing looked at to make sure you're going to make the right decisions here, go ahead and give him a call, 800-987-1443, or anybody else out there really who finds themselves in a similar situation or would just like to get a second opinion from the guys at Security First Asset Management. Call them at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, and we'll be right back.
Time for a Middle Georgia fun fact. Did you know it's illegal to keep a donkey in a bathtub in Georgia? Yep, this one's completely random. So let's get back to the show.
You're back here with us on Retirement Income Solutions. Thanks for tuning in to the show today. We certainly appreciate your time. Mark Killian alongside Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management right here in Middle Georgia. If you'd like to reach out to the guys, it's 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. They are retirement income certified professionals, national social security advisors, and they specialize in working with federal employees. So if you need some help, give them a call. They're a great resource to tap into right here in Middle Georgia, with offices in Dublin and Macon. 800-987-1443. All right, guys, so let's talk about early retirement. I'm sure a lot of folks come in, and that sounds like a plan that they want to sign up for, right? Everybody would like to retire early if they can.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So based on your experience, when someone says that to you, they come in and they say, "Hey, I want to retire early." How early do you typically find they mean?
Well, really, this one's all over the board. It's very subjective. I think, you know, somebody will hear that their friend is retiring early, and they'll think, well, can I do it too? And it really depends on what field of work you're in, what kind of income streams you're going to have in retirement, what's the job that you have, what have you done to plan for retirement. And just because you hear someone else is retiring early, you don't know a lot of things about them. You know, some people were planning to work till they're 75, and they'll work till they're 72 and say they're retiring early. And then other people will retire at 55 and plan to work to 62. But really comes down to, can you afford to retire? Are you going to be able to maintain the lifestyle that you hoped for in retirement if you retire early? Now, if you plan ahead and forecast out your goals and your dreams and balance that against what you've saved for retirement and have the right amount of income, then of course you can retire early. But usually it's not something that can be done on the spur of the moment unless you're willing to make some sacrifices, maybe spend a little bit less in retirement. We don't guess at this. We actually look at it and we put together a comprehensive cash flow plan and forecast out whether or not you can afford to retire with all the risks that are out there. So be smart about it. If you're going to retire early, understand that just because your friends do, they may not be in the same boat as you are.
Yeah, okay. So obviously the planning for it is one thing, right? So actually getting into effect or getting it into play, I guess, if you will, is another. So is it usually a realistic plan when folks come in and say that to you guys, that they kind of already have in place?
A lot of times it's not, because they haven't really considered all the different kind of risks that they're going to be dealing with, challenges that we have in retirement. We need to understand the risk. The risk are longevity, the risk are taxes, the risk are inflations, the risk are health care, the risk are uncertain market conditions with our money. Sometimes they just pick a date and a number and say, okay, I'm ready to go. And our goal and our whole purpose in being is to help people understand if they can. The second portion of our retirement process, which we call the Lifetime Income Blueprint, deals with, after we gather the information, get back together in our second visit, is it realistic? Can we make it happen based on what you want to do? So that's where the reality check comes in. Can we really do what we want to do? Well, of course, we want people to be able to do what they want to do, but we're going to be honest with them about it.
Right.
If they can't, we're going to let them know and have an alternative solution for them so they know then when they can do it without any worries or distractions. Let's get on track. We can't do it today. We can do it X date. Let's make sure we can do it by doing this, this, and this.
Right. Yeah. Having a plan, right? It comes down to having that plan in place and being able to execute that plan and work your way through it. You're listening to Retirement Income Solutions. And, of course, we're talking with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management. 800-987-1443 is your number to call. We're talking about early retirement here on the section of the show. And if you're in Middle Georgia, you can stop by and see me. They've got an office in Dublin or Macon, especially if you're thinking about early retirement. Some of the things to think about, as the guy said, is how early does early mean? And do you actually have a realistic plan in place? And if not, the team can certainly help you work on that. But let's get a realistic goal and a realistic plan working. So, guys, do you find that when people do actually pull this off and they do retire early, do they completely stay out of the workforce? Or is there kind of I want to work a little bit, or I need to, you know, whatever it might be, whether it's mental or physical or whatever, they just kind of want to get back in the workforce to some degree?
Yeah, well, again, it all just depends on the person. I see people many times that will retire early. An example would be someone that retires from the military. You know, you can retire from the military with 20 years of service. And just last week I spoke with a gentleman. He'd been retired 3 or 4 years, and guess what? He wants to go back to work because he doesn't have enough to spend
right.
his time, and he wants to be of use and to have more social interactions. And that's a factor that people many times don't think about, is do you want to work for different reasons other than just money? Now, many times people will have to go back to work because they need a little bit more income. But the thing you really want to think about is to stay employable. If you retire early, especially, it's hard to get the same kind of an income that you had when you were working, especially if you're older and up in age a little bit. You want to be smart about, are you going to be able to get that same job back or a similar job, or can you just maintain working part-time? Again, it's not something you want to jump into, but many times people will go back to work after they retired. Other times people have hobbies and passions and things that fill all their time, and they'll stay out of the workforce. We want it to be a choice that you make to go back, not because you're forced to.
Yeah, great points there. And really, Bill, Daniel touched on a few of these, but can you think of some other specific challenges to retiring early? Obviously, he said just staying active is just one, but what else might be some challenges that folks don't think about?
I found, and I think Daniel can concur with this as well, that we don't really understand all the expenses and challenges associated with retirement. So specifically, that would be that. I mean, what is it going to cost us to live, and what is it going to cost us to fund our lifestyle? And those are things that we overlook. So once you've defined or have a good idea what those costs are and adjust them for inflation and taxes and things like that that could affect them, you've got to look at the sources of income and create the income to support that. So those two points, I think, are very important that early retirees need to understand. Will I have enough to support the lifestyle that I want?
Yeah, and I imagine healthcare comes into a factor as that as well, right? Because if you retire early, you may not have the employment with healthcare anymore, and then, of course, you can't get Medicaid, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that planning.
You definitely, if you don't have a retirement healthcare plan when you retire, and you retire early, you've got to fund that until such time as you get to Medicare. So that could be a lengthy time, a very expensive thing.
Yeah, don't forget about that gap in between there, folks. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
If you're
very
retiring
important.
Early. Yep. Well, finally, I guess, you know, how can somebody know if it's going to work for them? I mean, how can we really kind of get, is there some bullet points or some things we can kind of really run down a list of things to think about if it's going to really work for us or not to be early retired?
First of all, I would encourage people not to guess. Don't just guess and hope that you're able to do it. Let's verify it. And the way we do that is pretty straightforward. First of all, we need to know what your budget's going to be. Everything revolves around your retirement budget. And from there, we look at what other assets you have, what other income streams we have, to make sure you can meet that goal. Not just today, but forecast out into the future, taking into account all the things we've talked about, inflation and health care. We call this process the Lifetime Income Blueprint. We walk through step by step every day with clients to make sure that they're able to retire comfortably and stay comfortably retired and can thrive in retirement. Well, I would encourage you not to just guess. If these are things that are on your mind, if early retirement is on your mind, if some of these other things we've been talking about today have hit home with you, I'd encourage you to give us a call at 1-800-987-1443 so we can sit down with you and help you make sure that you're able to retire comfortably. We want you to thrive in retirement. For the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000, we're going to ask you to give us a call at 1-800-987-1443, and we'll sit down with you and give you a complimentary review, and if needs be, put together a retirement income plan for you. Some of the things we'll look at is, where's the income going to come from in retirement? How are we going to make sure you outpace inflation and pay as little in taxes as possible so that you don't outlive your money? Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443 and let us help you put together a lifetime income blueprint so that you can thrive throughout your retirement years.
All right, folks, let's go ahead and get that blueprint started with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management. We're talking to retirees and pre-retirees. This is a great chance to make sure you're in the right direction, going the right way, if you will. 800-987-1443 is the number to call. Go ahead right now and reach out. Don't procrastinate. I know you might say, I'll do it later, and you know that you probably won't. And I'm pretty sure your cell phone's next to you because we all can't seem to live without those things right near us. So go ahead and grab that phone, 800-987-1443. That's your number to call, 800-987-1443. If you're in Middle Georgia, you can stop by there anywhere in the area. They can certainly help you out. But they've got an office in Dublin and Macon, and that is Security First Asset Management, 800-987-1443. Guys, as always, thanks for being on the show. We certainly appreciate your time and your wisdom.
Thank you.
Good being with you, man.
Absolutely. Well, make sure you tune in each and every week. There's more from Bill and Daniel each and every week right here on Retirement Income Solutions. Have a great week.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities are registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.